Hey Josh, with all that you got going on, what do you do to keep from feeling burnt out?
Well, and that again is also inevitable. Even with something that you love, like for me, I love working out, but there's some days I walk into the gym and go, God, man, if I ever see another freaking dumbbell, and that's just the way it goes. So for me, I know that I need to give myself some, you call it me time or even downtime. So, sometimes it just, it can be something stupid. Some people like to read or meditate or whatever. One of the things I like to do is I like to play just like a stupid Xbox game for a couple hours, wait for some time when the wife and kids are gone, and I'll just knock out a couple hours of, blowing shit up. I mean, and that's a cool little mental escape for me. And then, I'll also take just full days or sometimes even weekends where, as much as I love my business again, it's like, you know what? I'm not going to answer an email. I'm not going to answer a phone call. I'm not going to sit at my computer. I'm not going to check text. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not going to think about anything business related until Monday morning. And just give myself a little mini mental vacation. Not that necessarily things are going bad or hard. It's just like sometimes it just, things just start adding up. And it's like, all right, man, I just need a break. And so if I can give myself those little mini vacations, and sometimes, an hour is enough. Sometimes just taking a lunch break is enough. And sometimes, I need the full weekend. And that's enough for me to mentally reset is just give myself some off, some downtime where I can just concentrate on anything, anything other than what's been weighing on me.
Awesome, man. And, people always talk about the 80-20 rule. Like 80% of your income comes from only 20% of your actions. And you could probably ratchet it down nowadays to like 95% of what you do, or only 5% of what you do really accounts for like 95% of your productivity. What do you do? What's your take on this? And what do you do to make sure you're always working on your highest income-producing activities?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because that was a lesson a quite expensive lesson that I learned some time ago. The first gym I bought was in North Hollywood, and it was a big place, really old building, and the place, it was a membership gym where people could pay a membership fee, and I also did the personal training out of there. And the personal training, because I was the one doing it at the time, always made money, and that was how I paid my rent, that was how I paid my mortgage, that was how I fed my family, the whole thing. And then I opened this place here in West Hills. And just with the economy and the way Los Angeles was kind of shifting, North Hollywood wasn't quite what it used to be. And I found that I was literally spending 80% of my time at that gym. And the sad fact is that my gym in West Hills, which was financially doing well, was subsidizing my gym in North Hollywood. And I was taking money from West Hills and putting it in North Hollywood and just constantly funneling it over. And I remember looking at the numbers one day and go, what the hell am I doing? I've got this gym that I'm spending 20% of my time in, and it's making 80% of my money. And, those numbers aren't exact, but roundabout. And I was like, all right, that's it. I'm done. And so literally that was it. I dumped that the business in North Hollywood, which had just become a money pit. It was just sucking up money left and right, and it was just wasn't working out. And I got out of there, and I didn't make any money off of it. I got out of there, but ultimately I did. I want to say it was taking at least $5,000 a month away from my business in West Hills that I was having to shift over just to subsidize. And
wow.
And I just said that, that's just not good. So I cut it loose, and now I spend, the majority of my time promoting the West Hills business,
awesome.
And it's doing pretty well. So like I said, I learned that lesson, and it was an expensive lesson for me. And, and I think part of it was that North Hollywood gym was my first gym, and it was kind of my baby, and I really wanted it to succeed and stuff, but ultimately, I was offering a high price service in an area that literally people were stealing the toilet paper from my bathrooms and just anything, anything they could. It's like, all right, why am I bothering with this?
Oh man.
So now it's about focusing on some master projects. Like I run the boot camp out of my personal training facility, and so I can promote one and not overshadow the other. It's kind of like just segregating or sectioning off who can afford what, and I can make sure that that I'm not, you know, overselling the boot camp at the expense of the personal training or vice versa.
Hey Josh.
Yeah.
What do you do to stay organized, man? Like, what kind of system do you have to keep everything that you have organized and make sure that you're working on what you need to work on?
I've mentioned earlier on in the call, I'm a big picture type of guy and not a detail oriented thing. So I tend to let things slip. Things like, oh, I don't know, paying bills. You know, shit that's not necessarily, it's not that it's unimportant. It's just that I go, oh yeah, I'll get to that later. And,
right.
And so what I've had to do is delegate and say, all right, this is what I'm good at. This is what I'm going to focus on. And I'm going to hand off, you know, paying the bills, the little things that, again, it's not that they're insignificant because they definitely need to get done. It's just I'm not good at keeping track of those and you know, the different billing tasks and the different little, I guess, admin tasks are not really my forte. So I've learned to delegate different things. And even down to things like website creation and stuff like that, which is actually stuff I enjoy, but it's not really a good use of my time. So in learning to delegate the various tasks, that helps me to stay more organized, because if I know that payroll is going to be taken care of, whether I'm there or not, freaking fabulous. You know. So.
So what about things that you do have to do? Like, how do you organize that?
You know, I quite simply, I kind of have a routine. I mean, I know that one thing I do now, the only training I do these days is I teach the 9:30 boot camp at my gym here in West Hills. And that means that I know 9:30 every day, that's where I am. So that will get me in the gym so that I'm seen by the clients. It gives me FaceTime with the trainers, and that also makes it so that I can just attend to the day-to-day duties, and then I know that from that time on, from 10 o'clock until I go back in the gym about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the evening to train myself, I know that that's my time for emails and phone calls and all that other stuff, and I will section that off depending on what needs to be done based on my whiteboard and my to-do list that are more manual.
Awesome, man. Hey, Josh, what is there any like success rituals that you do every day? Like anything that you do, whether it's meditating, whether it's just visualizing, is there anything that you do on a daily basis?
You know, I don't know that there necessarily is, other than I pretty much at least 6 days a week I work out in some way or another, because for me that has become almost an addiction and a mental clarity time. I know, you know, every once in a while, you know, you catch a cold or the flu or whatever and you get sick, and I know part of the reason I feel so bad when I'm sick is that I can't work out because I'm not getting my kind of mental clarity time, because I get, I don't know if, you know, people say it's the endorphins or whatever. I don't know what it is, but for me it's that time of lifting or, you know, doing intervals, or I've even got a really awesome mountain literally across the street from my gym, and I can hike up that damn mountain. It takes me about 20 minutes to get to the peak. I mean, it's not a huge peak, but, and I can see across all of Los Angeles, and so I try to knock that out at least once a week, and I do the workouts, you know, pretty much every day, and for me that kind of just kind of a ritual that helps reset and refocus me.
Awesome, man. And hey, Josh, what are some of the best books you've read that have really impacted you mindset-wise?
You know, it's funny. I am probably one of the world's worst readers. I just don't like to read. I do like pictures, however, so if there's pictures involved, I'm in. I will say, off the top of my head, one of the ones that really impacted me was The 4-Minute Work Week by, I think, Tim Ferriss. Was that 4-Minute Work Week? Yeah, that's what it's called.
4 hour, I think.
Four hour. There you go. 4 hour work week. That's it. Right. And that one I really liked. And I'll be honest, actually, I didn't even read it. I listened to it on an audio book. So that one was really good. What else? You know what I find is literally talking to guys like to you, Chris McCombs, Bedros Kulian, guys like that, I find, and reading their your blog posts and reading, you know, kind of what you guys do has actually impacted me more than any other book that I've read, simply because, you know, you guys are doing what I do, or, you know, something damn close to it, and I find that has a more direct effect on my motivation and my, you know, what I'm going to take action on, because it's actually a little bit more closely related to what I do. And on top of that, I'm exceptionally lazy, so I don't like to read. So.
I understand. I like to listen to CDs as well, man, or watch things.
Yeah, exactly. Hey. You know, I'll even do it, you know, throw it on my iPod and you know, when I'm driving places and stuff. So makes it a little bit easier.
Definitely. Hey, Josh, is there anything that you want to add to anyone who wants to have the ultimate mindset for success that you could add at the end here?
Well, I think actually it's where I started, and everything else that I said doesn't mean shit if you don't believe in yourself. So get that straight first, is that you need to believe that you can do whatever it is that you're putting your mind to. Because if you doubt yourself, then you'll always give yourself an out. You'll always give yourself a trap door, a plan B or something. And one of the methods I've used to succeed in the past is I don't give myself a plan B. There's plan A, and that's it. There is no plan B. So I've got no option but to succeed with plan A. So believe in yourself and set your goal and know, see your outcome, and then figure out the steps to make that outcome happen.
Love it, man. Awesome. Well, hey, Josh, if someone wants to learn more about you, man, where can they either contact you or learn more about you?
You know, there's carterfitness.com is my main, you know, kind of personal training website, and you can go there, and my phone number's on there, and my phone number is actually 818-337-6175, and my email address is Joshua, Joshua, at carterfitness.com, and people can shoot me an email anytime they want. And also, you know, Facebook, that's a good place for nerds to communicate, so I'm on Facebook, and people can send me a message on that. Just search for, you know, Joshua Carter, and I will probably come up.
Hey, Josh, man, I really appreciate your time, man. That was some great, valuable information.
All right, Steve, anytime.
All right, bro, talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you there. Bye.